Now it's time for the
2 Up
on the Upswing.
Another big corporate move to downtown Milwaukee, indeed. Mars Solutions Group is the next company to announce a move to downtown Milwaukee from the suburbs. Mars is relocating its corporate headquarters from Waukesha. It's right on Swenson Drive in Waukesha. Mars is a provider of talent solutions that combines people, processes, and technology. It will lease a space at 1433 North Water Street, which, for those of you that remember, it is the former Lackey and Joy's building that was redeveloped and reopened in 2017. It was a $31 million development at the time. Chief Revenue Officer at Mars, Jeremy Foyett, posted this yesterday on his social media account. While we're a global company with more than 200 employees worldwide, our roots are right here in Wisconsin, and we're thrilled to be in the center of all the action in downtown Milwaukee. Jeremy goes on to say, I can now kayak to work. Hold me to that as I promised the team I would. The move strengthens the company's ability to connect with clients, says Jeremy, contractors, and new partners as we continue to expand and grow in the manufacturing and healthcare space while maintaining our focus on IT talent acquisition. Always good to see additional companies move into the heart of downtown Milwaukee, right on the Milwaukee River. Mars Solutions Group is a woman and minority-owned business, five-time, 5,000 fastest-growing company in America as well. Second up, the business of social. Is it counting your vote? This is really, really interesting. I saw this morning in the Washington Post. If you're maybe you're a little bit suspicious if you're posting political comments on social media, you kind of seem like, whoa, I'm just kind of yelling into this sphere and nobody is engaging with my content. Whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or Threads, this might not be your imagination. Downplaying politics is a business and political strategy this year for sure from Meta. The columnist at the Washington Post went into an Instagram account of a creator named Miss Frazzled, and they tallied each one of her posts from the last couple months. She usually gets millions and millions of views for these goofy videos that she posts on parenting and misbehaving adults. But whenever she posts about the election, she says she feels like her audience disappears. Fowler said, looking at the details of her audience reports, I can see that her political content is, on average, seen by fewer and fewer people who aren't her followers, suggesting Instagram was putting a thumb on the scale. Now, this isn't exactly censorship from Meta. Anyone can still post about politics, but people who already follow you may not be seeing your political content. You know what? This is probably a good thing, right? But a pretty interesting change from the political posts of just a few years ago.